You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. This was, we got the trade deadline coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Which sport, Sean?
Baseball. Baseball, professional Major League Baseball trade deadline.
Just checking.
It's coming up. Yep.
It is, but I'll be honest with you. The MLB draft always does just jump up on me.
It's just weird. It's in the middle of the season. That's the thing.
Yeah, I know. And I'm vaguely aware of it. And then all of a sudden the talk gets hot and heavy. I'm like, oh, yeah. Let me go look at this list of 2,000 high school kids.
Right. Okay. I don't recognize any of them. Here was Jeff Luhnow on the Crush City podcast. Really good interview. We'll have some audio here in this segment a little later in the show as well. I'm talking about the trade deadline and the perspective you have to have on your team when you go into the trade deadline.
That's the year where really, even though you said we were buyers from 2015 on, 2016,
right?
We were sellers, and the Fields for Alvarez turned out to be one of the best investments we ever made, giving up a proven reliever for a young man. But I think that's... The key is to understand what you think your chances are. And also in 2017, it wasn't so much, are we going to make the playoffs or not? It was, are we going to win the World Series? And that, I mean, it was pretty clear to me we had a World Series caliber team. And so every move we looked at it in the context of how much will that player improve our chances of winning a World Series.
All right. And eventually they traded for Verlander and the rest is history. We'll hear about that in just a minute.
Yeah, that part's fascinating because they get into the – baseball's really interesting because they get into the financial impact of a player and, like, the financial impact of Verlander compared to the financial – plus the financial impact of winning a World Series. You can justify a guy's salary if you win a World Series. It's really interesting. It's a dead opposite of how any NFL GM would talk about it. NFL GMs try to care, like, act like they don't care at all about the money the organization is making or anything.
Yeah.
The timing of everything is really interesting because he alluded to it a couple times. This time of year, you know, on July 1st, you've identified players that you'd like. The problem is every other team has identified the players they like, but until the dominoes start to fall a little bit, you don't know who's actually going to be available and who, you know, what other teams might want. So that's why there is such a flurry. The last couple of weeks where there's a flurry, it's not just because it's not like people have been negotiating hardcore and finally it goes through. It's a lot of these discussions genuinely don't happen until right around now.
Yep. And all I have to say about that cut is thank God the Astros were sellers in 2016.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Yordan Alvarez wouldn't be a Houston Astro.
Yordan, too. For the way it worked out, you think about it, at the time, the Dodgers, the Dodgers were looking at Yordan as a DH, and in the NL, there was no DH. So what good is this guy to us? Who, it would turn out, may have already had two partially torn patellar tendons, so they didn't quite realize how athletic he was, or I shouldn't say that he was more athletic than they thought he was.
Yeah,
that worked out pretty well.
Worked out good.
At least right up until this season.
All right, two trades that didn't happen for the Astros. This one we actually talked about a few weeks ago. Eric Hosmer, former first baseman for the Royals, has a podcast. He's retired now. And he actually brought this story up first about how back in 2013, Dayton Moore, the GM for the Royals, and Jeff Luhnow, then the GM for the Astros, were talking about trade possibilities. And Luhnow floated the idea of trading Jose Altuve to the Royals for Hosmer. Luhnow really coveted Eric Hosmer at the time. The guys on the Crush City podcast confirmed with Luhnow, did that happen?
He's not lying. Dayton is a very honest, high-integrity guy. We did have a conversation about it. It didn't go very far. At the time, we weren't looking to trade Jose Altuve. We were looking to acquire Eric Hosmer at the time. And, Kansas City was on the rise. And we tried everything. We didn't have a lot of players that would bring you an Eric Hosmer. Right. So at the end of the day, we're like, well, is he going to trade him or not? Let's just throw our best guy out there, our best young guy, and see if he'll even react. It was not an official trade offer. It was one of those, hey, would you consider it? And it was a very short conversation, so it didn't go anywhere. But also, yeah, we all have to remember Jose Altuve at that time was not what Jose Altuve became. And obviously, we had a lot of confidence in him. We re-signed him to two extensions while I was there. He's been the franchise player ever since.
They didn't bite on it, and Jose Altuve turned out even better. Than whatever Jeff Luhnow's best vision of Jose Altuve was in 2013, he spitballed that idea to Dayton Moore of the Kansas City Royals, Jose Altuve has turned out to be, I would guess, even far better than what the best case scenario was back then.
I mean, if you go into also, 2011 through 2013, Altuve was an intriguing prospect, but a below average Major League Baseball player. Had good batting average, but OPS plus of 81, then a 101, then an 89. Like two of those three seasons, he was below average, and he's 5'6",
yeah,
or less, yep, whatever he actually is.
Yeah.
That's one I think for both of those GMs to kind of flush it away and be like, well, yeah, it wasn't the dumbest thing in the world. In hindsight, sure, it looks dumb that A, Luhnow was even trying to discuss trading him, or that B, that they might trade for him. It's just, it made sense at the time.
Yeah, it did. I don't even know that Kansas City, even though Altuve's career is going to turn out to be a Hall of Fame career, and Hosmer just turned out to be a really good player for a number of years. Kansas City won a World Series in 2015.
Yeah.
I mean, Kansas City doesn't win a lot of World Series. I would guess that they're okay with not making that trade, because who knows the world, the butterfly effect of that. Maybe you don't end up winning the World Series in 2015 if you make that trade. Hosmer was a big part of those teams that went on to win big in that middle part of the 2010s there. The other big trade that didn't happen, and this has been rumored and talked about for a long time, this isn't one where it got unearthed. The Astros had a trade lined up to get Bryce Harper in 2018 at the trade deadline. Harper was in the last year of his deal with the Nationals. It would have been a true rental. There was no extension for Bryce Harper coming with this trade at the trade deadline. But Luhnow confirmed that the Bryce Harper deal was done, all but done, in 2018 until Washington ownership scuttled it.
It was done. The players were agreed to. The only thing left was ownership approval. And the ownership said no, even though they had kind of pre-cleared the deal. So that was that was huge, and that would have changed a lot of stuff, for sure. It would have been in the Justin Verlander category of, players that all had value that they appreciated, but didn't end up hurting the Astros had they gone. So that would have been nice, and that would have been, the day we thought we got him, I called AJ, and he's like, the Christmas in July, this is the most amazing thing I can even imagine.
Can you imagine thinking you're getting Bryce Harper in 2018 and then it falls through?
Well, and in some of these trades that fall through, like you said with the Hosmer one, it's trading Hader for Fires, all of those things. You're looking at the ones that got away or what might have been. This one, the Harper trade was going to be, what was it? Is Abraham Toro, Josh James, JB Bukauskas, Kent Emanuel,
and Randy Caesar.
Randy Caesar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been a pretty damn good trade.
I mean, Toro's the only one still left bumping around the major leagues, and he's a utility guy on the Red Sox.
We would have lost the iconic "Where the bleep is Toro"
moment.
We would have
lost that.
But yes, other than that, I could deal with losing Abraham Toro in that moment.
Yeah.
For getting Bryce Harper in. They brought up with the fact that Harper had 2 years left on his contract at that point.
No, he had 2 months left on his contract.
It was 2 months. Yeah. Oh, it was 2 months.
Yeah, it would have been a true rental.
For some reason, oh, good. Thank you. I thought it was 2 years left. Yeah, mm-hmm. So it was a rental. Yeah. And would the Astros have gone full bore into that and doing an extension that definitely would have been outside of their comfort zone before or since?
They asked him about that on the podcast. Do you think you guys would have been in on the Harper sweepstakes? And Luno, he didn't say no. Because I don't think he'll ever say definitely no on anything. Like he views everything as a possibility. He intimated that if they had won a World Series with Harper, that might have been something that would have pushed Crane to think about going against his norm when it came to long-term deals.
I honestly, given what they were giving up to, I mean, just that's a great trade. And who cares whether they extend him or get him a new contract or not?
Yeah.
Like who cares?
Yeah.
That's a great trade.
That's a great rental.
That
is a great rental. That would have been amazing.
That's the exact opposite of trading away Cam Smith for Kyle Tucker.
Yes.
You know, like that's just a no. You haven't given up anybody that's a potential future all-star.
Nothing. Especially in hindsight now to look at that.
Right, with hindsight.
Yeah. It would have been interesting. Like where that team, you know, I went back and looked at that 2018 Astros team. They won 103 games. They're obviously stacked. My guess is, your outfield was... Springer was in center field. You had Josh Reddick in right field. You had Marwin. So I guess Marwin just settles heavily into his utility role, and you throw Hart. You know, you rejigger the outfield to accommodate Bryce Harper at that point. You got the DH available. Your DH was Evan Gattis that year, who was barely above a zero wins above replacement. So maybe you just park. You know, you just shuffle guys into the DH spot. You'd have found a spot for Bryce Harper, is I guess my point there. I don't know that wins them the World Series that year. That was a banged-up Astros team going into the playoffs in 2018. That was the year Altuve got knee surgery right after the season was over.
Yeah.
Bregman was kind of banged up, and the Red Sox were just like a team of destiny that year. The Red Sox were so good that year. All right, so those are the trades that didn't happen. Let's skip down to Verlander here, Ben. Let's skip down to number 8. Why the Justin Verlander trade, which got done with like 10 seconds left on the clock, on August 31st, back when there were two trade deadlines, why the Verlander trade made sense?
With the Verlander situation, it really came down to what's the additional amount probability that we're going to win the World Series. And no one player in all of baseball increased our chances more than bringing in Justin Verlander at that point in time because of what he did, knowing he was going to pitch probably 3 times in a 7-game series, knowing he was going to probably help us get home field advantage. Those two factors were huge, and it meaningfully changed. I mean, a 1% chance increase of winning the World Series is worth millions. It's and especially for a franchise that had never won a World Series, because then it propagates in branding and all kinds of other things that it's hard to value in a spreadsheet. But that's really the way we presented it.
If you view the Verlander trade as the thing that put them over the top. To win that 2017 World Series, which I do. I think that was the difference. He was 5-0 down the stretch for them. His ERA was under 2, I think. He was a lot like Randy Johnson when they got Randy Johnson back in 98. Just lights out. MVP of the ALCS. They win the World Series in 7. I got to imagine that the financial component of that decision, Seth, was a complete home run.
Well, I remember Luno talking about it at the time. It was really interesting because you just don't hear this. You don't hear football GMs talk this way. But they talked about just the ticket. What the hell? Sorry, my phone wasn't on silent. Just the boost in ticket sales on a night that Verlander pitches, all of that, they factor into it, that they can nail down a lot more specifically in baseball than you can otherwise. It's really fascinating. And I think probably, I don't know if that's the standard around baseball as much as it would have been when Luno was checking, looking at that all dynamics of a trade. But a pitcher like Verlander, you might get extra, however many thousands of dollars in ticket sales, which leads to concessions. And then he talks about the branding and people buying jerseys from the team store. He didn't mention the team store, but all of that, it's fascinating.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I'm guessing a lot of baseball teams look at it through that prism. I'm guessing very few GMs openly talk about it,
yeah,
like Luno did. I think part of the reason why football GMs don't talk about it is none of those teams have an attendance problem or ratings right. problem. You know,
well, yeah, the revenue sharing and everything in yeah. football changes a lot of yeah. all of that. That's why it makes it more. That's why you don't have to be a super rich franchise to win a Super Bowl.
That's exactly right.
The way you do it, baseball. It makes it a lot easier in baseball.
Yep. The guys asked him again. This is Jeff Luno on the Crush City podcast. Really good conversation. As we're going through trades that some were made, some were not made. One that was made was the Zach Greinke trade. This actually came up when Jeff Luno was asked how hands-on was Jim Crane as an owner.
The trade that he probably got most involved in sort of emotionally was the Greinke trade. Because we were on the fence about the Greinke trade. And there were other options that we were considering. But Jim did seem to want that player on our team and wanted the sort of sex appeal of Greinke and all of that. And so, you know, would we have made the trade without Jim's pushing us? I don't know the answer to that, to be honest. I mean, I think he was definitely excited about it. And, you know, every time the trade would die, which trades die a lot, and that one died like four times in the 24 hours before we did it. You know, he would say, well, what about, you know, if we took on a little more of a salary? And I'd say, well, in that case, yeah, I mean, you know, sure, we'll make another run at it. So, that was one where he was involved.
I like the way that Luno frames that dynamic. I really liked, because it wasn't Crane saying you must go do this. There were two negotiations going on. There was one going on with the Diamondbacks to make the deal. And then it sounds like, Seth, there was a negotiation going on with Crane as well. Like, Luno said the deal died four times. Like, Luno said no to a lot of things, you know, if we're taking him at face value on what he just said there. But he would go back to Crane, and eventually Crane would say, okay, well, I'm willing to do this, this, and this, you know?
You know, I think the perception at the time in the reporting was that that Greinke was very much that it was Crane pushing for that.
Yes.
That people were wondering whether or not – I think I can remember driving. I was down by the I was out leaving the Target in League City or in mm-hmm. Kima there when the news of this came down, and I turned on the radio, and I remember that, like, hearing about how, like, wow, Crane was really pushing for this.
Yeah.
So him bringing up sex appeal with Greinke was an interesting choice of words. I googled Greinke sex appeal.
Yeah.
And very few references to it. I have a whole bunch of those results where it says missing
yeah.
sex with a cross check.
Oh, okay, threat. Okay. You should ask Gemini if Zach Greinke has sex appeal and see what AI says about that. So yeah, that's I just remember that happened. God, why was I okay? So that trade came down like 2 weeks after you and I started doing the show together. You and I started up in July, middle of July in 2019. Because I remember where I was laying on my couch watching MLB TV at the trade deadline, and I'm thinking, why was I not in the studio for that? And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. Seth and I had just started doing radio together like 10 days before that. The report of that Greinke trade came down after 3 o'clock. Like, the deadline came and went, and I remember being like, all right, well, I guess this is it. I guess, you know, that whatever low-level deals they'd made to tweak the bottom end of the roster, I guess that's it. And then I forget which reporter it was. It was one of the Ken Rosenthals of the world. Just tweets out real quick, because he's probably getting all the details, Greinke to Astros. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Like, it happened. I mean, the Verlander trade and the Greinke trade both happened at the very, very last second at both of those deadlines.
I have a lot of emotional ties to that Target in Kima, because that was where I was driving to the Target when I heard about Deshaun Watson
injuring
his ACL in 2017. Then I was leaving the Target when I got the positive news of Zach Greinke.
Complicated
so, shout
target.
Shout out to the Kima Target.
Yeah, that's a complicated target for you.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good, a lot of bad. Mm. So that was
right. I used to run into Jackie Goss, our beloved listener.
Oh yeah,
when I lived down in League City.
Well, that's a good day.
Target a lot.
Yeah, run into Jackie Goss.
I ran into Jackie Goss at the Target. I ran into Jackie Goss at the Dairy Queen down there.
Yeah,
that's where he and I would catch up.
That sounds about right. any number of establishments where they serve cold beer, I would say you would
conducting drug transactions or something. Like, I'll meet you in the meet you in the parking lot of the Dairy Queen.
Right. Yeah. Why'd you put air quotes around Dairy Queen when you said that, Seth? Why'd you do that? All right.
It was after when I ran into the Dairy Queen. There's a business next to it. I can't remember which it is. But I was leaving the Dairy Queen parking lot or drive-through line. Very upset because I didn't realize that it was under renovation.
Oh, really?
Those of you guys that live down there, remember the Dairy Queen was shut down for a few months while they were renovating it. I don't know if it's even still there or not.
Okay.
But I just pulled off and waited at the drive-through and wondered why nobody was talking to me.
How long did you wait?
Oh, probably, I don't know, probably 5 minutes. Yeah. I was probably on my phone or something.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
Like, hey, what's going on? Oh, there's no cars in the parking lot. I probably should have noticed that.
We have distractions now. That's true. All right, Jalen Green was at Summer League, Rockets Summer League. Didn't go great this weekend, but Summer League. They went 0-2. Jalen Green was there, though, and he talked about the trade to Phoenix. Is he excited to be a Sun? How did it feel to get the phone call that he was going to be leaving Houston? We'll hear from Jalen Green coming up next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm super excited. A great organization, great people. It's going to be fun. And the position we're in, I think, if it surprises a lot of people and make a lot of noise.
Hey, that was Jalen Green talking about his new team. He thinks they're going to make a lot of noise this year, Seth.
A lot of noise. When I hear Jalen Green speak, I think, that's a lot of noise. That's loud. Him and Bagwell. Those low talkers. Imagine Bagwell and Jalen Green doing an interview together.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So what do you think about this?
Baggy says a lot of really smart things on the broadcast, but, man, like a game like yesterday where it's 4-0 in the seventh or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I need a B12 shot here real quick. Give me something. Yeah. But that was Jalen Green talking about the trade to Phoenix. He's putting a good face on it. He was asked right after that, did it hurt to be how did it feel to be traded away from the team that drafted you?
I mean, it hurts. You know, Houston is home to me and forever will be home to me. I started, my NBA career there, and I've, built a lot in there, in that situation. So, obviously, it was sad to leave, obviously, but it's a business, though. You got to understand that when you're coming into the NBA, and I'm just thankful that, I have the opportunity to play basketball again, for another team that has been in the playoffs, been to the finals, and, winning basketball in general. So, yeah.
He's very soft-spoken. He had a little bit more juice to him in this interview he was doing with the media out there a little bit.
With as young as basketball players are now, it's almost like his college experience. He spent 4 years from the ages of 19 to 22
in
Houston.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just like when somebody goes off to college. And that's why it's so hard. I get it. I'm not saying that you got to go back to, only draft guys after they've been in college for 4 years. It's just it's really hard to monitor the development of a guy when the first couple of years of his professional career, when he would have been a freshman in his sophomore year in college. So sometimes this is what you would have been waiting for on Jalen Green is, all right, as he's getting into his mid-20s, this will be his 23-year-old season. Does he take a step forward in a bunch of different areas,
mm-hmm.
on and off the court, all that? He was never a problem off the court, don't get me wrong.
No.
It's just guys naturally mature some. And then also, he's getting traded to a new place where the expectations are going to be different. He can kind of reinvent. He's not the young guy anymore. He's an actual veteran NBA player. So you might. I told you that one time, Chris Hudson, who's from Houston, he was my teammate in Jacksonville. But he had said it when he heard me and another second year player talking in the weight room. He's like, man, you guys all. It's funny every year. You can see guys come back for their second year and they got a little bit more bass in their voice.
Yeah.
You guys were quiet. You guys were quiet as mice last year. And now all of a sudden you got a little bit more bass in your voice. And I think when you get traded to an organization, when you get traded to a new organization, sometimes you feel both the pressure, but also that you're established. So good. Good for him.
I think this would be good for Jalen Green. I think it's good that he's going somewhere where he's not necessarily the chosen one. He's a good player, obviously. I am anxious to see how it meshes with Devin Booker, who's, they're different scorers, but they're both scorers. They're both guys who need the ball in their hand. I think Devin Booker's a better shooter than Jalen Green. Jalen Green's probably more athletic than Devin Booker. Jalen Green thinks that they'll mesh just fine together.
We are two people who are going to accept a double team and be able to play off each other. So when you look at something like that, it's like, we're two people who know how to score the basketball. We're two people who know how to attract the defense, and everyone's going to step around us. So, I mean, when we're doing something like that, you got to pick who you want to score tonight. And me and him both, it's going to be a deadly scoring duo, no matter what the situation is. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. People are going to say what they're going to say, but this is a great opportunity for myself and, D. Book is a winning player in general, so it'll work out.
I still don't think – I still think there's a good chance he's playing for somebody else this time next year. Like, I think Jalen Green still could be on the move.
Well, and I think with Jalen Green, too, the part that's hard to evaluate is that when he is getting doubled, when he is getting blitzed, all of those, can you make better decisions? Can you be more automatic with it? It's a hard environment. It was a hard environment with the Rockets offense last year. It wasn't always as simple as, hey, why aren't you getting the ball out of your hands quicker when things aren't always being run the way that you ideally they would be.
Mm-hmm.
So in the right circumstance, then maybe you do see that out of them.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. So Jalen Green, I think he's put a good face on it. I think he's handling the whole thing pretty well. Admits it hurt him a little bit, but is excited to play with Devin Booker and excited to be a to be a Phoenix Sun. How concerned are you about this Jake Meyers injury? I was scrolling through Twitter during the break, and there's a lot of people like, I don't like this. I could handle if the news were 3 weeks. I don't like this 3 week minimum, given that Astro injuries tend to drag on more than other teams' injuries.
I think I'm really concerned about it. Yeah. It would not be a surprise to me if he didn't play at all the rest of the year.
Yeah.
The last time it felt good as he was coming back from it, he minutes before the game begins, he's on the ground looking like he had a torn Achilles tendon.
Yeah.
So there's a couple things that go into it. One, in the NBA, we've just seen multiple Achilles tendons tears this year where guys were trying to play through calf injuries. And it's a little bit of a reminder that, man, you gotta be really careful about this. The Astros have already been scared into, okay, wow, we hurried him back this first time too much. But then we also have the Christian Harris dynamic from last year where he had a mysterious calf injury.
Kept him out
the entire year.
And
pretty much kept him out the entire year with the Texans and kept him out of OTAs for all we know, unless it was a separate injury in the spring. So, yeah, I'm really nervous about it.
Yeah.
And I'm nervous, though, too, that if he comes back a month from now, as you pointed out earlier, hey, Jake has been steadily productive and good this year so far, but that hasn't always been the case with him. So it's not a slam dunk that when he does come back after a long layoff that, here you go, we're going to pick up right where we left off.
Well, this might be, I'm guessing, you know, if Meyers is going to be out for at least 3 weeks, and that means it's a month at least. You know what I mean? If it's at least three, it means it's at least probably four or five. This might be the end of the road for Chaz McCormick. Chaz McCormick, if I had to guess, Seth, is going to get a chance to play center field for this team. I don't, you know, I'd rather have Chaz out there than Taylor Trammell or Kennedy Corona out there. You know, Chaz has at least done some things in Major League. But Chaz has had at least one season that had a lot of people the following year putting him in the top 10 or 15 center fielders in baseball. You know, it was the year after they won the World Series. He had over 20 home runs, and he had, I think, around 80 RBIs, and he had an OPS of 800. Those are better than average number. Like, those are really good numbers, and he plays a decent center field. He's actually had a season like that. Now, he's almost 2 years removed from that, but at least he's done that before. I mean, there's a lot of not done it before on this roster right now.
Defensively, yes, there's that. I have enjoyed Taylor Trammell's aggressiveness in the outfield.
He's been solid,
gutsy plays.
Yes.
That one, was it on Saturday when it was Dubon, Trammell, and whoever was playing left field, they weren't quite sure who was going to go for it, and Dubon peeled off, and Trammell just
slid in,
dive-bombed it. I'm just focused on bats here.
It's been like 178.
Those three guys we were just discussing, Jake's the only one who potentially has a bat that you can feel good about.
Yeah, yeah. If I had to guess, Chaz, his rehab assignment, I know he's done some okay things. He really struggled out of the chute, I think, in his rehab assignment down there. Like the first 10 at-bats, he struck out like 8 times, something like that. But I think he's going to get called back up. He's going to get a shot at center field, and he's got to seize it. If you're Chaz McCormick, this might be – it's an incredible opportunity. I hate that it's at the expense of Jake Meyers, who's had a tremendous year. But it would really help the Astros if 2023 Chaz walked through the door, you know, to get in this rotation.
Who are your top three power rankings in terms of optimism right now?
Optimism on injuries. I'm glad you asked that.
Yeah.
Javier is number one right now with the 95 mile and hitting 95 on the gun.
And I'm just asking that you think they're going to be back and productive, that at some point you're going to see him back soon.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what to make of any of it because of the Astros, but the ones I'm most optimistic about. Javier, I would say Arrigetti, just because it's not a Tommy John or a soft tissue. It's a broken bone. And now that he's throwing again,
else have we seen? Yeah.
But unless you're Yordan, Yordan's feels like it's something genetic going on, you know, like without Arrigetti,
multiple years. Okay.
Yeah. Arrigetti got hit by a line drive in warmups in a game in Seattle. So I would actually put Arrigetti ahead of Javier because Javier is a Tommy John and we've seen setbacks galore.
Yeah.
With the Astros. I'll put Arrigetti 1. I'll put Arrigetti 1, Pena 2, because they seem like just conventional broken bone injuries, and then Javier 3. Those would be my top three. How about
Who
you?
Who do you feel better about over the course of the second half of the season, Javier or Lance McCullers?
Oh, wow. That's an interesting one. Look, Lance is healthy. As far as being available, Lance.
I'm talking about like the actual play you're going to get.
Okay, so availability, Lance.
So
just
taking everything, injuries, everything else, yeah.
Yeah, what would I, okay, if I had to pick one, if Javier were.
If you had to pick one, yeah, right now.
If I had to
pick, Sean, you're only getting one of these two guys in the second half of the season.
You know what? I'll roll the dice. Christian Javier. I'll roll the dice.
Yeah, okay, okay.
I'll roll the dice.
When you said roll the dice, I thought it was a slam dunk, Javier. So when you said roll the dice, I didn't know.
No. Yeah, no. I'm rolling the dice only because he hasn't pitched in a major league game yet. Like, Lance, I think it sounds weird to say. Start to start, we don't know what Lance is. But on the aggregate, I think we know what he is, which is you don't know what you're going to get on every. He could come out and throw six shutout innings. And by the way, the splits for
on the
Lance,
road, he's been great.
Yeah. He's been Cy Young level on the road, and he's been – like Hunter Brown early last season at home. He's got like an 11 ERA at home. Because I was thinking about that this weekend, Seth, in the game that Lance pitched. I'm like, God, would he even be on the playoff roster right now if you were playing a short series, like either a wild card or a divisional, you know, 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
And I looked at the splits. I'm like, well, I guess he would if you just make sure he's pitching on the road right now, you know, like best 3 out of 5. He would definitely be starting game 3 for me, not games 1 or 2. And he wouldn't start 1 or 2 on this team with Framber and Hunter. But that's a good one, man. Injuries, I'm curious, text page 713-572-4610. Of all these guys that are hurt, which are you most optimistic about in coming back? All right, the list is out for the ESPN, the poll, the vote of executives, scouts, and coaches. We got offensive line over the weekend. That will not take long to go with the Texans' angles on that one. But quarterback is out. How are we feeling about what the league thinks about C.J. Stroud? We've got that coming up for you next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Payne and Pendergast with you. At 9 o'clock today, I did the Lord's work for all of you this weekend. I watched all 7 episodes of the critically acclaimed Netflix series. Give it to me, Seth.
Quarterback,
yeah.
Is it critically acclaimed?
I don't know. Some people like it.
You enjoy it.
Yeah,
You're a critic.
I liked it okay. I'm a bit of a critic. Yeah, yeah. So I did the Lord's work. I got 4 winners, 4 losers from the quarterback series, and I'll leave it up to you guys as to whether or not you want to move forth and watch it. Overall, I enjoyed it. I will say that. Speaking of quarterbacks, ESPN doing their top 10 list of each position. They're getting down to it now. They're down to the last few positions here. They did offensive line over the weekend. Spoiler alert, there was not a single Texan that got a single vote on the offensive line, either interior or a tackle. Zero votes for any of the Houston Texans.
Has nobody even paid attention to a smattering of sometimes positive reports out of OTAs?
I know.
My God.
I know. Maybe
no,
the vote
even,
was...
Even in no pads, people were a little sketchy on the O-line during OTAs.
Yeah.
Like, all right. I said this multiple times. Hey, it's no pads. I'm going to try not to freak out about it. But it's not... The offensive line gave you very little to get super excited about during OTAs.
Laremy Tunsil, 7th among offensive tackles.
Yeah,
I was really hoping he'd be honorable mention, but he's 7th. He made the top ten.
A lot of it with we know the whole deal with Tunsil. We could do a whole segment on exactly the complexities of who he is as a player. But yes, very very good pass protector.
Quarterbacks are today. We got off ball linebackers tomorrow. I don't think we'll see any Texans in the top 10 there. We got wide receivers on Wednesday. I would expect Nico Collins to crack the top 10, and I think Derek Stingley Jr.'s got a shot at number 1 at cornerback. Definitely top 3 or 4. But today is quarterback, Seth. This is the big one. Where is C.J. Stroud in the vote of 70 executives, scouts, and coaches in this poll?
I put the over-under on this at 10.5.
Okay.
Because I feel in most power rankings by writers and what have you, mm-hmm. C.J. is usually somewhere between 10 and 13. Does mm-hmm. that sound about mm-hmm. right to
yeah,
you?
Yeah, this year, yeah.
And largely, it's hard for me to get really upset over a lot of the guys that go above of him because most of them have longer track records. So CJ, everything else aside, CJ's had one very good year and then one year that okay, let's put this on hold for a little bit and see what happens with the new offense.
He was 7th last year. If that, coming off of his rookie year, he was 7th. So he did make the top 10 last year. This year, 10.5 is a great number, Seth. He finished 1st in honorable mention, which I guess means he was 11th. I'm assuming they're going in order in the honorable mention. So he is 1st among honorable mention, and they say this. The voting for spots 8 through 11 was close. Actually, maybe I'll give 8 through 11 here so we know who he's kind of in the same neighborhood as. 8th, Jared Goff. Actually, I'll go up to 7th. 7th, Justin Herbert. 8th, Jared Goff. 9th, Jalen Hurts. Boy, they're feeling some kind of way about that in Philly today, I bet.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
10, Baker Mayfield. 11, C.J. Stroud. And the only other honorable mention was Jordan Love, who's right behind C.J. Here's what they say about C.J. The voting for spots 8 through 11 was close. Stroud appeared on nearly half the ballots, but struggled to capture the same momentum that landed him 7th after his rookie year. While his production was down from the previous year in most categories, Stroud had to overcome issues with Houston's offense in 2024. Most doubters expect him back in the top 10 next year. An NFL quarterbacks coach said this, quote, "That can affect your confidence when the protection and play calling around you isn't great. It can all tie together, but the framework of what made him great his rookie year is still there. Such a natural thrower of the football with elite ball placement."
You know what's interesting about this is that there's two guys that CJ seems to be tied to in a lot of the rankings. One is Justin Herbert, and 2 is Jordan Love. So the other honorable mention guy here is Jordan Love, who had that ugly injury early in the season and seems like it took a while for him to come back from that during the year. So, people in Green Bay, or I guess Packers fans who are all over the country, always got a little agitated going into last season that C.J. Stroud was so far ahead of Jordan Love. But most people had Jordan Love a little bit behind C.J. Stroud. I think likewise, it makes sense that both those guys are where they are. So it's a race between those two to kind of separate. The Justin Herbert being as high as he was at seven, that annoys me.
I don't get it.
It annoys me. And I feel like it's still a vote on upside. People treat Justin Herbert like he's perpetually 24 years
old. He's 5 years in. He's on his second contract. You want to hear what they said about Justin Herbert, the anonymous quotes? Here's what they said. An AFC executive said, quote, "He's always been a top 5-8 QB, accurate to all levels, athletic, sound decision maker." 4 picks in a playoff game. It's almost like he's underrated now, in my opinion. He's taken for granted. I need to know who this AFC executive is. Whose show is this clown running here? He's almost underrated now. He's got no business being seventh in the league on this thing. The other quote about Justin Herbert, a veteran NFC personnel evaluator said this, quote, "The players above him in the top 10 consistently create more off-schedule plays and wins." That's me saying that. "Are more dangerous in the two-minute drill and have won in the playoffs." There you go.
Yeah, you know, the things that really matter, like being dangerous in the two-minute drill, he's saying that these other quarterbacks are more dangerous than him in the two-minute drill.
Right, right.
But when it comes to the first quarter, whoo, yeah, in regular season, first quarter of regular season games, I want Justin Herbert. Okay. That's my opener.
Here's an interesting conjecture about Justin Herbert. I didn't mean to turn this into a thing about Justin Herbert. He is the one quarterback, though, who I get angry that gets put ahead of C.J. Stroud. We saw the two of them play each other in a playoff game last year. What the hell? The offense Herbert currently plays in is by far the least QB-friendly in terms of the passing game, which doesn't help him. Justin can get there. He has the ability, so it should come in time. End quote. I would submit that Jim Harbaugh plays the offense that he does to protect Justin Herbert from himself. There's a reason he had just 3 interceptions in the regular season.
You know, I'll give you another one there, though, too. And a guy that's always going to suffer in these rankings because he's not a conventional, purist type of quarterback is Jalen Hurts. So I would say, all right, if you're going to actually use that as an offense as something that works against Justin Herbert, I'd go ahead and throw Jalen Hurts into that Greg Roman-led offense and see what happens. I'm a little dicey on Greg Roman and exactly what his ceiling is for developing quarterbacks.
He's the OC obviously. For Herbert right now.
Yeah. So, no, but Jalen Hurts is 9th on this list. And I felt this way every single playoff game that I watched Jalen Hurts. He's so unique in terms of his particular skill set. Because how many quarterbacks can squat 650 pounds or whatever
One.
He can?
Yeah.
And so he has certain weaknesses as a thrower. And yet, the fact that he's so sturdy as a human being, like that he's so sturdy and can hurt you with his legs or just stay upright in the pocket when other guys can't, it's really hard to put him into a bucket. And when it comes to ranking people, people don't like that. So no matter how many Super Bowl appearances he has or winning Super Bowls or anything like that, I think they're always going to hold it against him a little bit because he doesn't look like the conventional idea of even what a dual threat quarterback is.
Yeah.
Like it's not that he's a running quarterback. It's that, no, he's a freakishly, like brutishly strong quarterback who can run, but who can also throw, but he's got that really long delivery. And it's like a methodical delivery that people just don't like the aesthetics of it. So I feel like he'll be perennially underrated.
Well, and there is this, at least the league has evolved at the quarterback position to where there is this sort of glass ceiling between the top 4 guys and everybody else. The top 4, I mean, I said it before this came out, it's going to be some permutation of Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, and Jackson. And that's the order it goes in. Mahomes is still number 1 among this particular voting constituency. Mm-hmm. Would he be number 1 on yours if you were voting in this thing?
Yeah, he would. Yeah. I think sometimes he probably doesn't get enough credit for dealing with the offensive line that he's had to deal with for many years now. I mean, the minor detail of keeping him well protected doesn't seem to. I think Kansas City has built their team and that they've made moves to improve the offensive line, but they've had to make tough decisions and let guys go, including this last offseason. Their ability to just play good complementary football and get to, you know, people say, well, the Chiefs do a really, really good job of getting to 3rd and 3 or 3rd and 4. Yeah. So the numbers don't. Well, right, because that's Pat Mahomes does a really good job of getting them to 3rd and 3 and 3rd and 4 and alongside Andy Reid, obviously.
Yeah. Boy, it's a great top four, though, man. I mean, those are four scary guys, and they're all in the AFC. You know, if you're the Texans, you're playing three of those guys in the regular season, and you've got to get through some gauntlet of all four. You know, some version of a subset of all four of these guys. You know,
Jaden Daniels is the interesting one because he's at five. Where you said, what was CJ last year?
He was seven. He was seven last year. Daniels is this year's CJ.
He is this year, CJ. The difference being that the Commanders had a genuinely good offense last year. They had some struggles midway, towards the part of the season there. But they, in terms of rankings and everything, they were a much more productive offense than the Texans in CJ's rookie year. But they got the ball out of his hands really quickly. He did some higher level stuff when teams tried to blitz him and everything that was really, really good. So you're always waiting to see, okay, does he have a sophomore slump? Because the league has Cliff Kingsbury's film out there now too.
Yeah.
Kingsbury's got a lot more experience in the NFL than Bobby Slowick did. But I'm not going to sit here and hate on Jaden Daniels and say that he's definitely going to have a sophomore slump, because he could very well just continue on what he built. It's just you got to monitor it and watch him do it for consecutive seasons.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. Into the 9 o'clock hour we go. I mentioned it earlier. I did the Lord's work for all of you. I watched the quarterback documentary on Netflix with Joe Burrow, Jared Goff, and Kirk Cousins. I've got four winners and four losers, and I'll let you make the determination if you want to go ahead and watch it. We'll have that for you coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.